Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 250 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday 7th of December 2025. Hello. Quite an achievement, 250 shows without a break since February 2021. I only found one dance to celebrate this, Burns, 250 Years, which is an 8x32 bar jig by Marion Young in 2009 to celebrate Robert Burns' 250th birthday. One set, cast, and turn left hand to finish in tandem facing second lady, first lady in front. Half diagonal tandem reel, and then ones divide for half reels of three across, first lady at the top with the men, first man with the ladies in third place, to finish in tandem again facing third lady's place, first man in front. Half diagonal reel, and then ones dance up and through the top to cast a second place on opposite sides. Then threes, followed by ones and twos who dance down first, lead up, cross, and dance down their own sides. There is no recommended music, so I have chosen the appropriately named Milestone Jig, played by the Kregeliki Band.
Thank you. Muir composed Pond Farm. Then his trio followed that with The Astronaut by Ivor Smith, A Jig for Annie by Ian T. Muir, and Manus Lunny's Terracotta Plower Pop, the Parahandy theme, by Phil Cunningham.
Having marked that milestone, the rest of today's programme is all about wind. On the 7th of December 1703, the Great Storm of 1703, the greatest windstorm ever recorded in the southern part of Great Britain, made landfall with gusts up to 120 miles per hour, and 9,000 people lost their lives. Our first dance is the reel Catch the Wind, actually devised in New Zealand for Ian Boyd and his then fiancée Nolene, who apparently wouldn't name the day. The dance by Romaine Butterfield was published by the RSCDS in Book 45, for which George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
That set for Catch the Wind by the Lothian Band began with the traditional hornpipe, the Navvy. Then we heard Gruesome Twosome by George Meikle, Silver Walk by Fergie MacDonald, and Donald Ridley's compliments to Oliver Waugh. After trying to catch the wind, we now have a Strathspey Ducking the Wind by Chris Ronald. Joe Dolson of Minneapolis won a dance and a tune in a fundraising auction in 2021 and explains the title thus. The title comes from the behavior of our cat when offered the opportunity to go outside in winter. She begs piteously to go out, then when the blast of cold air comes in, she'll try to duck away from it. The dance contains a lot of variations on swirling, in set and link, reels, and the chase, and the casting is somewhat an effect of ducking away from each other. The dance is for three couples, with ones beginning by setting, turning one and a half, and casting up. Set and link for three, followed by half a reel across. Set and link for three, and half reels on the sides. Then all three couples set, cross, and chase halfway. Although the dance came with a tune by James Gray, this has not been recorded, so I've chosen The Fair Northwest by Muriel Johnston and Friends. Johnston and Friends played Muriel's tune Mr. Purves the Tailor, Derby Road by Ian Robertson, and Bonnie Bridge, which is traditional. We will now have Three Winds and Three Tracks from Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band. Gale Force Wind is an 8x32 bar jig by Derek Haynes, and the RSCDS included it in the third graded book to introduce set and link for two and amends chain in jig time. Force Wind is by Pipe Major Robert Matheson, The Glasgow Police Pipers and The Thief of Lochaber, both by Donald MacLeod, and Paddy's Leather Breeches is traditional. After Gale Force Wind, we will have Westerly Wind, not normally so bad here in the UK, but the dance is by Barry Skelton from New Zealand, so that could make a difference. The dance is a bit different, as it is 4x24 bar reel. Ones and fours, half figure of eight through twos or threes, set and cross. Then, whilst ones and fours half turn right, lead into the centre and dance right hand across, twos and threes cast to the ends, cross right, set and half turn right. And then, everyone continuing from these positions, ones and fours dance another half right hand across, lead to the end and cast, whilst twos and threes half turn right again, cast and then cross right to the ends. Everyone sets on the last two bars. Recommended music is that for Nottingham Lace, because of the 24-bar phrasing. Glen Craig Band played Hebridean Milking Song, Highland Donald, The Hopeful Lover, and The Walking Song. Our eight-time Strass Bay is the Norland Wind, the dance devised by Anne Thorne after hearing Nicol McLaren playing the tune, which is by Jim Reed. The Norland Wind was originally a poem entitled The Wild Geese, written in 1915 by Violet Jacob. A sad poem of longing for home, which begins, "Oh, tell me what was on your road, ye roaring Norland wind, as ye come blowing frae the land that's never frae my mind." It is the fifth tune in this set from Nicol and the Glen Craig. Thank you. Nicol McLaren and his band played Les Trois Grandes Luthières by James Scott Skinner, Ogin I Were a Baron's Heir, traditional, Sailing South by Judy Nicholson, Central House by Jenna Johnston, The Norland Wind by Jim Reed, The Slocket Light by Tom Anderson, a Gaelic traditional air which I wouldn't attempt to say, but which I think translates to Tonight Sleep Has Forsaken Me, and I Wish I Was in Glasgow by Billy Connolly. Now an 8x40 jig devised in 2017 by Christiane Augeret as a happy memory of her 30 years at the head of RSCDS Lyon. The dance is called Gone with the Wind, and she says spot the number 30 in the first 12 bars and feel the wind in the last 12. No recording for this, so I have chosen a track I really like from Marian Anderson, recorded for the dance The Jersey Gals. Andersons Band played The Bin Hoker by Matthew Warrick, The Connaughtman's Rambles, Sam the Carrot Eating Selim, and Stotting a Boot, both by Marion. Now we'll have a couple of well-known RSCDS wins. The Whistling Wind by Elizabeth Goosen from RSCDS Book 36, and then The Wind on Loch Fyne, devised by John Bowie Dixon 2 years later in 1986, but not adopted by the RSCDS until 2019. Luckily, you can't beat a good hornpipe in my book, and Ian MacPhail played 8 traditional ones for the Whistling Wind, including one we've already had. 3 times 3, Soho Hornpipe, Oxford Street, the Navvy, Lime Street, Cookie Shine, and Virginia Hornpipe. And then, for the Wind on Loch Fyne, Robert Whitehead played Scotch Mist, the Sack Cottage, and the Clachan by Peter White. Having begun this section with Catch the Wind, written for Ian Boy, now we have a two-couple jig by Ian called The Wind in the Willows, to go with the tune of the same name by Nan Mayne, which sadly has not been recorded. The dance is simple. Ones and twos advance and retire, turn partner right hand, two-couple promenade. Ones turn right hand moving down, then cast up and turn left hand as two step up. Sounds a bit odd, that. Twos and ones, rights and lefts. We are going back to 1976 for this, and Lindsay Ross and his band play a 6x32 bar set of jigs. Lindsay Ross and his band played Donald Ian Rankin by Andrew Rankin, Tam's Hunting Horn by Ian Munro, and The Wind That Shacks the Piggery by Lindsay Ross. And our last dance is The Wind That Shacks the Barley by John Duthie from 1961. Ones lead down for three, back up and cast off, going left, right shoulder reels of three across, finishing facing first corners for corner partner, and the dance ends with a circle. This is a live recording by Thistle House. Thistle House played The Wind That Shakes the Barley, The Murrays of Bentivar by band member Dave Weasler, The Pigtown Fling, and For Moy Lasses. Given that the wind we are remembering was so strong, I thought it appropriate to play out with The Hurricane by Ali Bain and the BT Scottish Ensemble. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Christmases are coming, and we could have a bit of festive music next week. Bye!